When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
"Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Your old men, they will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those last days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Holy Spirit came, there was a sound like a violent wind. I'm not sure that the sound of a microphone is quite a great intro. Thanks, Dave. Brilliant. What a great video. What great accents for a start. I was tempted to try and do this next little bit with a similar accent, but I would stick with my Midland flat vowel accent. And that was all about Jesus ascending into heaven, and then the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're thinking about, the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was great at the beginning of this gathering for me and Gary to share gifts with each other, to give gifts. I'm going to move mine over to my seat. And these gifts, we said, bring us different things. The gifts that Gary and I gave each other brought tastiness, joy, fun, comfort, relaxation. But what about the gift of the Holy Spirit? We're going to spend a little time now finding out some more about this gift of the Holy Spirit. So you can possibly see on the red tables here that I've got 3 gift boxes. So I need someone to come and open the first gift box for me. Andrew, do you want to come? Have you got strong arms? Are you going to be able to stay up here for a few minutes? That's the first gift box. Do you want to take the lid off and get the bit of paper out and hold it up above your head? Okay, and look at that one. If we can have it on the screen as well. Can we shout out what that word says? Who can read it?
Promise.
Brilliant. And Andrew, would you like to have a look in the box and just show people what you've got as well? Yay, look at that. You get a Freddo. You can pop that in your pocket or just put it on the table, and then could you hold that bit of paper up for me? When your arms get tired, you can put it down a little bit, but that's all right. So Pentecost is all about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And do you know what? Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to his followers and to the church. He made a promise that the Holy Spirit would come. Thanks. He said, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, the Holy Spirit." I wonder if you've ever been promised a gift. Oh, I'll get you that for your birthday. Or you can have that for Christmas. I wonder if there's anyone here that was promised a Nintendo Switch 2. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, maybe some people were promised a Nintendo Switch 2 this week, but then they didn't get it because they'd all sold out. But you know, with God, he always, 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 always keeps his promises. And Jesus is God, and he promised that if his disciples stayed in Jerusalem and waited, the gift from God the Father, the Holy Spirit, would come. And that's what we've seen from our reading from the Bible and in the video, that the Holy Spirit was promised and he came. Are you still doing all right with your arm up there? You sure? You stay a bit longer? Okay, so the Holy Spirit at Pentecost was promised. Who's going to open the next gift box? Yeah, do you want to come? Do you want to bring your sister with you? Okay. Say again, Manda. Hannah and Laura, do you want to open the second box, the gift box, and see what's in there? Now, the first thing you see is a Freddo, which hopefully as sisters you can share, or we'll find you another one. You'll just break it in half. That is a great thing to do. Oh, okay. So everybody doing your good reading again. What does this one say?
Presents.
Wow. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? That's sort of quite a big word. Let's try and work out what that means. Now, those people who come to scoff and we watch the Saddleback videos, who is that in the picture? Shout it out for me. Oh, it's always great in a church when Jesus' name gets shouted out. Yeah, that's the Jesus we often watch on the videos at our scoff gatherings. Now, the word presence, let's think about that. Now, right at the moment, I'm present with you and you're present with me. We are in each other's presence. And this is all about Jesus' presence with us. And you know, having Jesus with us is the best thing ever, and you are holding that up brilliantly. Jesus, just before he went up into heaven, gave a command to his disciples, and he ended that with these words, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." I'm scratching my head. How, if he's just about to go up into heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father, how can he be with his followers then and his followers now to the very end of the age? Well, the way he can be with us is through the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus with us. So Pentecost is the promise of the Holy Spirit. It's the presence of Jesus with us. And there's another gift. So who's going to open this one? Do you want to come? Do you two want to come? Brilliant. So Emily and what's your name? Zebby. And oh, cool dude coming up as well. Excellent. We're going to have to find some more Freddos. Oh, right. Hold it high. Brilliant. And this one says, okay, you may know that I'm married to someone from Northern Ireland. So in our house, this is par. But actually, because it's par, but power, that wasn't loud enough. It is
power.
Yeah, excellent. When Jesus was about to go up into heaven and he made that promise that the Holy Spirit was going to come, he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will receive power." Brilliant. Now, this is quite amazing, this power. power. Now, Gary, I've decided that we might do it little. Okay. But I haven't got anything on the floor. Okay, we're going to do this little. Now, imagine when your hair gets wet. Thanks. Sorry, church warden. Just happened to be my husband today. I've got to put that back on, haven't I? Oh, yeah, I've got to put that back on because my lapel mic is on it. So, when you've got wet hair, one way of drying a really wet head full of hair, a flannel? Any good? Nah. Could use that to wipe the floor in a minute. Hand towel? Yeah. Okay, it's all right, but do you know what? This is not the best tool for the job. When I wash my hair in the morning, the best tool for the job is a hairdryer. Yeah, that's better. Do you know what? The gift of the Holy Spirit to the followers of Jesus is the coming of power. And it means we have the right tool for the job. Sometimes I try and do the things God asks me in my own strength. It's like using a little flannel to dry my hair. Sometimes I might ask someone else to help, and it is possibly like having a towel. But when I ask the Holy Spirit to come and help me live my life for Jesus, it's like having a really wonderful, powerful hairdryer to dry my hair. In fact, it's not a very good analogy. It is so much better than that. The Holy Spirit gives us power to know that God loves us. His Spirit talks to our spirit, telling us that we're children of God. It gives us the power to love others. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to live for Jesus. And it says in the Bible, you will receive power that you might be my witnesses, which just means telling other people. I can receive and you can receive power to tell others about Jesus in your family, in Hollywood and Withal, and beyond. The Holy Spirit is an amazing gift, and it's given to all who believe in Jesus. And I've got some great booklets on the side called Why Jesus, if you want to find out about that. So we celebrate Pentecost. We celebrate the Holy Spirit, which was promised. It's Jesus's presence and brings power. So guys, with the bits of paper, I'm going to ask you to turn round and I'm going to see if this lot can remember these things about the Holy Spirit. If you turn round, okay. So at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit had been...
Promise.
Turn round. He is Jesus's...
presence.
Turn round, brilliant. And he brings...
power.
So we pray, come Holy Spirit. Amen.